This is Elaine Barr with the American Indian Law Update. After months of State Department consultations, Senate hearings, and an initial failure to adopt, the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples was endorsed by President Obama in late 2010. The UN Declaration could signal a new means to change federal law and policy when it comes to the rights of tribal people. It offers an important set of international standards for the treatment of Indigenous people by the federal government. The potential for the application of the UN Declaration is broad. There's a strong argument that the declaration could be used as a basis to enact new federal legislation that would restore safety to Native women, to strengthen Indian nations, and to extend jurisdiction over crimes within their territories, and to ultimately slow the cycle of violence against Native women. Most recently, the declaration has been used as an argument for the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act. However, the standards found in the declaration have yet to be invoked in any case in a U.S. court. The clear disadvantage of the UN Declaration from a legal sense is that it provides for absolutely no cause of action in a domestic court. International legal norms and institutional statements have oscillated in the spectrum of legal applicability and relevance in American courts. However, since its virtual inception, federal Indian law has been a murky swamp of judge-made rules. It has even been argued that the certiorari process at the Supreme Court serves as a practical barrier to litigating most tribal interests at that level. The reasoning and the language of the holding of federal court cases are often unnecessarily anti-tribal sovereignty. The case of Frito-Lay versus Stover is just one example of a federal court taking extra, unnecessary steps to undermine the inherent sovereign authority of a tribe. The anti-tribal sovereignty outcome in cases like this stand in stark contrast to what the adoption of the UN Declaration is purported to achieve. Instead of a direct cause of action in cases like this, an alternative approach may be to use the UN Declaration as a source of substantive rights or as a tool of interpretation that the courts can apply when a cause of action is derived from some other source of law. The extent of the actual utility of the adoption of the UN Declaration to Indian country remains to be determined, but I suspect that the Declaration's provisions will be used at least as a backdrop argument to restoring the rights and dignity of Indigenous peoples. This has been Elaine Barr with the American Indian Law Update.
The American Indian Law Update is sponsored by the MSU Indigenous Law Program, the MSU Native American Institute, and the College of Arts and Letters, Center for Applied Inclusive Teaching and Learning in the Arts and Humanities. Wadaw Nagada.